you cry no more.
For your Wolf News Update on KWBF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, February 21st. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. The small Bellevue Union School District, which serves Southeast Santa Rosa, has a difficult decision to make. It needs to raise its reserves to above 3%, or it becomes disqualified in the eyes of the state, leading to bigger problems. To accomplish that, the board had eyed cutting 30 positions, but emotional testimony from parents, staff, and students led to the board voting to not cut the positions last night, kicking the issue down the road, but keeping those staff members employed. It did not take Mother Nature long to dismantle the Aleutian Storm fishing vessel stuck on Salmon Creek Beach. The 58-foot, 57-ton vessel has been reduced to just the remnants of a hull by pounding waves from the storm. The pilot house, cabin, decks, they're all gone. The beach is littered with bits and pieces of the ship, with the smell of diesel fuel filling the air. The focus will now turn to collecting the debris and removing what is left of the boat. This last storm gave us a really good soaking. Currently, we have received 29.6 inches of rain as of 5 p.m. last night at the Charles M. Schultz Sonoma County Airport. That translates to 126% of normal, and now puts us ahead of last year when we are sitting at 25.8 inches of rain. Lake Sonoma currently sits above 272,000 acre-feet of storage, with a water level of 461 feet. In sports, the Warriors are home against the Lakers tomorrow night, and your forecast today, patchy fog early, then partly cloudy, and still a chance for an isolated shower. We've already had one roam through this morning. Highs today in the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, areas of fog, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny after morning fog with low 60s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Warren Burton is your meat pie guy. Burton's Bakery is your local home for New Zealand pies and pastries.
We love Burton's. Also, it's B-U-R-T-O-N-Z. See what they did there? New Zealand, so N-Z.
But you can Google Burton's any old which way, and there they are. Specialties include New Zealand's savory pastries like meat pies and sausage rolls, and a variety of award-winning artisan breads.
Plus croissants, sticky buns, scones, cookies, pastries, and other New Zealand treats like fresh cream donuts, custard squares, and lamingtons.
Some say the lamington came from Australia, but its roots are in New Zealand. Burton will be happy to tell you all about it when you drop by. He also loves to chat about how he uses as many locally sourced and organic ingredients as possible.
Except for New Zealand butter and cheeses and Belgian chocolates.
Burton's Bakery, next to Safeway on Brooks Road South in Windsor. Open Monday through Saturday and at the Farmer's Market on the Windsor Town Green every Sunday.
Having a heater problem is bad. Getting someone to look at it can be worse. Not at Same Day Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the North Bay's fastest-growing home services company. It's fixed on the same day or you don't pay. Start with our introductory $29 heater tune-up. That's 75% off. Just $29. If you're tired of waiting to hear back from a plumber or furnace company, hit up samedaynorthbay.com today. Always free estimates and second opinions. Samedaynorthbay.com. That's samedaynorthbay.com.
Experience the fusion of rock and dance hits with Wonder Bread 5 at Twin Pine Casino and Hotel Saturday, February 24th. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $25 with $10 free play the night of the show. Get your tickets today at the gift shop or at twinpine.com. Twin Pine Casino and Hotel in Lake County, California, where every visit is a winning experience. Celebrating 30 years. Must be 21 and up with valid ID.
2.7 The Wolf. Time to get up and at 'em. A little after 6 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. I'm Rockin' Ricky Michaels. Got the Steve Miller Band on the way. Also got the Eagles, the King of Pop, Michael Jackson, as well as Queen, Wham, Journey, and Billy Idol on the way. And we're going to rewind the year 1974 as well this hour on 102.7 The Wolf. Good morning.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my
Everybody's shaking, but we're staying alive, staying alive. Ah, ah, ah. calling me brother when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'd understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me.
right here at home. You're the cutest thing I ever did see. Really love your peaches, wanna shake your tree. Lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey all the time.
Time to get our first check of the roadways, making sure you got a good ride as you make your way in on this Wednesday morning from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's your Wolf Traffic Watch.
It's a great time to hit the road. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by Taco Bell. Northbound 101, you are cruising along. No problems between Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. An easy 16-minute ride. On the southbound side, if you're heading for Marin, that early bird commute is off to a great start. You're at the limit through the Narrows and between 37 and Central San Rafael. Nothing in your way. 25 minutes from Petaluma to the 580 split and about 38 minutes to the Golden Gate. Taco Bell's breakfast crunch wrap, breakfast burrito, and breakfast quesadilla are all filled with the ingredients you crave. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, savory sausage, bacon, or potato. Make it a meal with Cinnabon Delights, a crispy hash brown, and a coffee. Grab Taco Bell breakfast at participating stores till 11 a.m. while supplies last. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Hank Aaron breaks Babe Ruth's record with 715 home runs. Godfather 2, Blazing Saddles, and Young Frankenstein are box office favorites. In Sonoma County, a sudden snowstorm drops 15 inches of snow, making chains required in Lake and Mendocino counties. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1974.
Well, I heard some people
101.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, February 21st. I'm Brent Hallett in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. It has been more than 2 years, but the trial for two men charged with shooting 27-year-old Kenneth McDaniel in front of the Whiskey Tip Bar on Sebastopol Road in Santa Rosa finally got underway yesterday. The two men were accused of plotting to kill McDaniel that night, but the defense says they were triggered by a previous incident. Tom Reed, one of the founders of Clos-de-Bois Winery, has passed away. He was 89 years old. Originally an engineer designing thermonuclear devices before he became Secretary of the Air Force. It was Reed and Frank Woods who created Clos-de-Bois back in the mid-1970s. After 16 years of operation, a defunct satellite will crash back to Earth today. The European Space Agency launched the Heritage ERS-2 satellite in 1995, designed to track decreasing polar ice. The ERS-2 is huge compared to other space debris. It's about as long as a city bus and weighs more than 5,000 pounds. The satellite is expected to start disintegrating in the atmosphere about 50 miles above Earth. Some debris could crash into the surface, but it's most likely any debris would land in the ocean, given that water makes up about 70% of the surface of the Earth. In case you're wondering, there's about 10,000 tons of space junk still in orbit around the Earth.